Question: how to attain victory over anger? Even though we do not want, then too anger comes. It comes on suddenly. It troubles us a lot. How to give that up? We are unable to bear it. Swamiji: it is my sincere prayer to all of you that first inquire on whether you want to give up this anger. On this one bad habit, let us inquire. When one flaw is entirely given up, then other flaws will also diminish significantly and we will go away. Therefore, let us think about anger. We see anger in ourselves and in others, and others also get angry. Now this anger, how to get rid of it? Become firm on this point and have a goal. There is no anger in us and there is no anger in others. Accept this with a firm conviction. If I ask you whether you are angry right now, you will say not right now. Therefore, anger is not in you. It has come. This is the truth, isn't it? Is there any doubt about it? If so, ask. This is a very beneficial topic. They only get angry who believe that there is anger in them. Therefore, why are you accepting such things? You say that I have become angry many times. Therefore, you are taking the anger from the past and accumulating it within yourself. This is a mistake. You say, for years I have been seeing myself, there is anger within me. This feeling that there is anger in me, that feeling itself is preventing you from getting rid of the anger. Time and again you get angry and other times you are without anger. Are you most of the time staying angry or are you free of anger most of the times? It is my belief that most of you will agree that most of the time you are free of anger. Only for a short time you become accompanied by anger. In your entire life, has the anger remained continuously for 24 hours? It is our experience that most of the times we are free of anger. Therefore, there is no anger in us. Anger comes and goes. By saying that there is anger in us, we are inviting anger. This is the basis of anger. Be very attentive to this point. There is no anger in us. Hold on to this with a firm conviction. I have anger in me. Please give up this point. Considering yourself to be angry based on past event is pointless. Anger is against one's spiritual discipline. It is an obstacle to one's spiritual progress. When anger comes, at that time man's discriminative faculty is destroyed. As soon as anger comes, krodh bhavati sammoh, sammohat smriti vibhramah, smriti brahmasad buddhinaso, buddhinas sat pranasayati. Gita chapter 2 shlok 63. Your memory is destroyed. I am God's. I do his worship and devotion. I associate with holy company, the truth. I am a spiritual aspirant, sadhak. All these are forgotten. When we forget the main purpose of this birth, which is to engage in worship and remembrance of God and to realize God, what a major loss is encountered. Sammoha smriti vibhramah. What Gitaji says is very true. There are two points. One, there is no anger in us. And two, anger destroys. Therefore, as such, we must not get angry. This desire, anger, greed, attachment, lust, envy, conflict and all the other flaws that you see, they do not exist. Understand them to be impermanent. They come and go. Inquire on their nature. They do not have an independent existence. Understand this third point. How is there no anger in us? Then see, do you get angry with everyone? Do you get angry at all times? Does the anger remain at all times? Is there nothing else in me besides anger? See, I have received these points from great saints and great souls. You will definitely be benefited by them. That is the truth. You do it and see for yourself. It is said that Ishwar Ansh Jeev Avinashi Chetan Amal Sahaj Sukh Rasi. We never get destroyed. Therefore, we have to detach from the flaws. Amal. There are no flaws in us. Have faith in Goswamiji's word. Lord's words say, Mamai Vansho Jeev Loke. If it is in the Father, then it will be in Son. There is no flaw in God. Krodho api shatru prathmah naranam deha stito deh vinashani. There is great loss, destruction from anger, for you as well as the other. Namostute krodhaye swashraye jwalin visham. O God of anger, I bow to you. Wherever you come, first you burn off that place. How ungrateful! Others are burned later on, first it burns you. Jis haani mein khave usi ko phode. You break the same plates that you eat in, so vicious. That wood in which there is fire, that itself you burn. Therefore, brother, you must leave this anger. First it burns us and then the other, like fire. Anger even burns blood. It destroys it. See, there is a very good point. When anger comes, understand that it is not in us. Then where did it come from? Then there were some tendencies from the past, therefore it has come. But now it is gone. It has not come. Just some impressions of the past were there on the mind, intellect, but it is gone now. Do not consider it to have come. Know it as being on its way out. Just like a dirty pipe, when cleaned, it smells awful. As such, it is not the bad smell that is coming. Rather, with cleaning, the odor is going away. Gentlemen, you will observe that you get angry less frequently. Anger does not remain for long period. It is far less forceful than before. This is the experience that all should experience. From this, it is proven that anger is not coming, rather it is on its way out. In the present, everyone is flawless. From lecture in Hindi, Krodh Nash Ka Upay, on February 4, 1996 at 3 p.m. by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji.